Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. How are you today? It's Tom Meglia, financial consultant, chartered life underwriter, accredited estate planner, with a master's of science in financial services. Hope you're having a great day. I am. It's Saturday, 3:30. Oh, wow. We're getting through March already. Unbelievable. March 3rd. Anyway, welcome to the program, Knowing the Economy of God. The website, in case you want to hear past programs, is www.theeconomyofgod.com. My phone number, 800-386-3700. First-time meetings are free. Call in, make a financial planning appointment, financial and estate planning appointment, 800-386-3700. And also, on the website, you can sign up for the free email newsletter. Again, that's theeconomyofgod.com, or pick up my new book, Knowing the Economy of God, How to Apply God's Financial Principles to Your Normal and Everyday Life. And that's what this program is about and dedicated to do. Now, people say to me all the time, Tom, I'm confused on the anchors. Tell me the anchors again. Well, the whole book is based on anchors, different anchor principles. Okay? And the anchor principles that I mined out of the Bible through God's wisdom, first of all, are number one, God is the one and only owner. Number two, we are the stewards of what doesn't belong to us, but belongs to God only. And number three, we are to be cheerful and liberal givers. And anchor four, contentment. We must learn to be content. And if you know the show, the last 12 weeks have been on contentment. 12 programs on one anchor, contentment. So if you missed any of them, and you have a talking computer, go to the website and you can hear on your talking computer any of the past programs, okay? So those are the four anchors. Now, we always start the program with the passage from 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, correcting, and rebuking in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Isn't that a fantastic piece of scripture? I think it is. And the recipe to understanding God's economy. Well, first of all, what is God's economy? God's economy is God's thinking, the Bible, what God says, what God writes, what God teaches us in the Bible, all 66 books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. There's over 2,200 verses in the Bible about finances and biblical economics. And that's according to Crown Ministries. By the way, I'm a Crown Ministries Money Map Referral Coach. So if you're having budgeting issues, give me a call. 800-386-3700. I've been working with many, many people for 28 years. That's how long I've been doing all this and helping people with their finances. But the recipe to understanding God's economy that I wrote about in the book, the recipe goes like this. Number one, we cite the scripture. Number two, we state the economic principles. Number three, we talk about application to our normal and everyday life. And number four, the prayer of change, asking God by his strength and power and, of course, his love to change us, because we won't do it without God's help. We can't do it without God's help. Okay? So let's talk about what we're covering over the next 3 months. Okay? Today's March 3rd. And we're covering anchor number three on giving. Anchor number three, giving. We are to be liberal and cheerful and loving givers for God. For God. That's the first order of being a good steward, is to be a cheerful, liberal, happy giver. Now you can be a liberal. Just do it liberally with the money, the giving. And what's interesting is in my life, God has given me a couple of spiritual gifts. One of them is the gift of giving. That's one of my spiritual gifts, is the gift of giving. I love giving. I love giving, making people smile through giving of time, talents, energy, money, all the above as much as possible. I enjoy it. That's the spiritual gift God gave me, the gift of giving. So let's talk about our anchor passage, okay, on giving. We'll cover that first. Malachi 3, 8 through 12. Will a man rob God, yet you rob me? But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord God Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. It's Malachi 3, 8 through 12. So we're on anchor number 3, giving. By the way, if you've never looked up the word anchor in Webster's dictionary, do so. It talks about securely holding down a thought, a concept, a ship, a boat. It talks about holding something steady and firm so it doesn't float away. Well, that's what God's word does. God's word holds us down. It's our hope, our Christian hope. God's word is infallible, 100% of it. It's infallible. It's all truth, no errors, no mistakes. And that's what's great about God's word. And the anchor principle that I write about in the book talks about Webster's dictionary of what is an anchor. What does an anchor do? How is an anchor defined? And again, we're on anchor number 3. So I think this is really fun. Okay, let's move forward. First of all, I want to just mention something to you folks, okay, that would be kind of neat. There's nothing threatening about learning about giving, is there? It should be thrilling, not threatening, when we learn about giving from the Bible. Once we know everything about giving, we won't be threatened. We'll be feeling like, wow, I'm freed up. I feel good about it. I'm not threatened. I'm ready for action. I think that's very important. Frank Hubbard, he's an old kind of philosopher. He says, when a fellow says it ain't the money, but the principle of the thing, well, it's the money. Voltaire went so far as to say, when it's a question of money, everybody is of the same religion. So there's a lot of interesting things when we talk about giving and we talk about this anchor. And for the next 12 weeks, including today, for 3 months, we'll be covering this, okay? And it's going to be thrilling, not threatening. But I'll tell you, you know, when you learn this subject on giving as a Christian, it makes you want to please the Lord and you want to be governed by the Lord and the Bible. And I think that's very important. I think it's very good. So these are some great points just to start everything off. I feel really good about it. And when we talk about giving, there's a couple things I want to just bring up to you. Okay. All right. Giving, just so we can, you know, lay the groundwork. Giving is an act of spiritual sacrifice as praise, prayer, or song. Giving must first begin by giving ourselves to the Lord, and then monetary financial stewardship will be a natural consequence. So we need to give of ourselves, okay? That's what we must do. It's a spiritual sacrifice, just like anything else, prayer, praise, song, music, that kind of thing. It's a spiritual sacrifice. That's the act of giving. And it starts with us being living sacrifices, giving of ourselves to the Lord. We also must promote fellowship in God's community on giving, not be so strong or against tithing or whatever we're thinking and philosophy on giving that we get into arguments. No, that's important too. We don't want to do that. We want to be unified as a body. Not one person saying, oh, tithing is right. The other says tithing is wrong. And then it turns into a war. That's not what God intends. Okay. Giving also produces eternal rewards. And we'll talk about that through the next few months of the program. It's very important. Okay. So let's get into this. Some of the economic principles from Malachi. Okay. Let's talk about those. And I think that's very important that we talk about the economic principles, because that's item 2 on the recipe to understanding God's concepts, biblical economics. Okay, so let's do that. Now, a lot of people are going to disagree with certain things, but let's work through it. That's what we need to do, hash through it. And then we'll come up to a break, and we'll catch up after the break too. Okay, So one of the things I think we need to remember about this Malachi passage is just the phrase, the first sentence in Malachi 3, verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? And the answer from Malachi saying, on behalf of the Lord, in tithes and offerings. First of all, we never ever want to rob God or be in that mindset where we feel like we need to give, but we're not. We want to give, but we won't. We must not be in that mindset. That can be a very dangerous mindset. And we certainly do not want to rob God. That's the last thing we want to do, is have the attitude of robbing God. So, okay, well, we're coming up to a break. After the break, we'll continue.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, we're back. You know, we're talking about giving, anchor number three, specifically the Malachi key passage that talks about tithing. And we have some more scripture, too, to add to this. And I think that's a good one to add before we get into application is Matthew 23, verse 23. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Jesus goes on to say, you should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. And that's in the area of tithing. Okay, you give a tenth, but you neglect the more important things like mercy and faithfulness and justice. Jesus says in Matthew 23:23, you should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. So I think that's a very, very good point the Lord makes to support tithing. And as we go through this subject over the next, 3 months, we'll talk about percentages, tithing off the gross, the net, all this kind of thing. We'll talk about what happens when one spouse doesn't agree with tithing and the other one does. That can create arguments and friction and conflict. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story. I was working with a Crown referral not long ago, and the wife said, Tom, I like to tithe. I believe in it. Mike here doesn't. He doesn't want to do it. And it's really been a source of conflict for us. What do you have to say about that? And I said, well, Elaine, I think, and that's not their real names, but I said, we'll call her Elaine and him Mike. I said, Elaine, you know, God wants you to be in unity. Okay. If Mike wants to give more touch and go, not a given percentage, not a certain number of the gross, that kind of thing. He wants to, you know, give as he wants to, as he feels it. It's in God's eyes, in God's belief, I believe, it's not worth getting to a war over between couples and causing division and friction and conflict. That is not what God wants. You know, God doesn't need the money. He already owns it. Okay? He doesn't have to have it to do his ministry. God can do anything he wants to do. But having that marriage work is important. And it's not wise to have two people married that cannot come into agreement on the giving, and thus it causes a fight or a war. That's going to hurt the marriage. Now, should they get that worked out? Yes. Should they read and study the subject and go to their elders and pastor and find out their church position on tithing? Yes, they should. They should try to work through it with a desire to know and do God's word and do things right the way the Lord would want them to be done, and follow through on the Lord's will. And that would be a seeking heart, somebody hungry for the word, wanting to do what God wants them to do. And in that good attitude, the couple will find the right answer together. But the division is not a good thing. That is not what the Lord wants. Okay, let's move on. As we talk further about what Jesus just said in Matthew 23:23, you know, he really put the Pharisees down. He called them hypocrites. You give a tenth of all these things, but you neglect the important matters of the law. He says, you should have practiced the latter, but don't forget the former. And to me, that is a vote for tithing from Jesus. And I really believe that is. And I think that we need to think about giving as a whole concept. Anchor number three, I call it. It's very important. I think that's what we need to be thinking. We really do. I think we need to be thinking about that. You know, I'll tell you about another situation. I met a 45-year-old man not long ago, and he was thinking, you know, oh, Tom, I like to give, but if I don't tithe, I feel guilty. And in that case, that's another feeling or emotion that comes from the giving side, where God doesn't want us to feel guilt. He wants us to be convicted of when we don't do what he wants us to do, but not walk around all day guilty, feeling super bummed. We don't need to go to that extreme. What we do need to do is examine his word and be careful that we're not looking at our budget with our eyeballs in the area of giving. We must give. In my view, and we'll talk about this as we come up through more programs on giving, we need to be giving without using our eyeballs, our eyesight, looking at the numbers all the time and thinking, I can't find the giving here. Well, that's not how giving works. Giving is an act of obedience to God, an act of worship. He wants us to give lovingly, cheerfully, without compulsion, without uptightness, giving willingly. Those are acceptable gifts. So I think that's very important. And I was talking to this gentleman saying, you need to work this through with the Lord. You need to work it through. You need to seek his word, but not just looking at the Malachi passage only and saying, well, I didn't do this, so I'm going to be super guilty. I sinned. I'm ruining my day. All this kind of thing. That's not what God would want him to do. You know, we need to remember God is the owner. We're the steward. Giving is the first order of stewardship. The natural order of stewardship is to be givers. Giving because we love God. Why? Well, God gave to us, didn't he? Isn't this a natural response to what God already gave us? Isn't this a natural follow-up and follow-through to what God did for us by saving us from hell? Well, sure, it is. And we don't need to be nervous and uptight. What we do need to do is we need to work it through. We need to work it through so that Matthew 5:13 is evident in our life, the salt of the earth. We need to be the salt of the earth, Matthew 5:13. And when we give, we're showing that. But it's not, God does not want us to get into heavy duty guilt sessions, heavy duty, you know, over the top uptightness about this. He wants us to work through it. He wants to teach us giving, just like we covered in the past programs. Ownership, contentment. We talked about all kinds of subjects in the last couple of years that you can go on our website and discover. And when I meet with people, and I find people that, you know, some people believe in tithing, some don't. We're not going to let that derail us from our relationship with Jesus. Instead, we're going to study the Word, get into the Scriptures, and learn this concept. I think that's important. There's a great book on tithing I'd like to tell you about. It's called Tithing, Discover the Freedom of Biblical Giving. Zondervan published it in 82. It's by R.T. Kendall. It's a great book, and it's not an uptight situation. I don't think it's going to make you feel super uptight. I'm not doing this and that kind of thing. That's not what it's going to do. If anything, it's going to make you feel great about giving, and it's going to enhance your giving, your life as a giver. And I enjoy giving of my time, talents, money, energy, service, gifts, anything I can, I want to give to the Lord. Not just the tithe, but offerings way above it, all the way to sacrificial. Now, if you need a financial plan, if you need a financial game plan that matches the Bible, if you believe your financial plan should match the Bible, go to my website, www.theeconomyofgod.com, or call me for an appointment, 800-386-3700. The first meeting is free. And on the website, you can email me. We'll talk about specific dates, how to get together, what you need to bring to the meeting. And we'll set up a financial plan that fits your particular situation in light of God's Word. A biblical match. And that's what needs to happen. That's what God wants us to do. And we need the knowledge. And if you'd like to pick up the book or sign up for the newsletter, you're free to do so. Please go to the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. The email newsletter is free, and you can pick up the book. You can order the book knowing the economy of God right off the website. So I think this is very important. And if you've got some questions about past programs and you're wondering, well, Tom, have you ever covered subjects like coveting and bribery? And have you covered topics like contentment? Have you talked about any of these things? Yes, fine. You want to talk about those? Go back through the archives and pick out one of those subjects. And if you have a talking computer, as I call it, you can listen to those past programs. Let's have the prayer of change now. That's the fourth part of the recipe in understanding the principles, the prayer of change. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, we ask for your wisdom, your blessing. Lord, we won't do anything without your strength through the Holy Spirit of Christ Jesus. So Lord, give us the wisdom, give us the strength, Lord. Change us to be fruitful, abundant givers, Lord, cheerful givers of anything and everything that you put in our path, in our way of life. Everything, Lord, let us give for your glory. And Lord, if we're having trouble, help us work through these problems by understanding the Word, the Scriptures that teach us these things. Thank you, Lord. We love you and praise you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, have a great weekend. And let's get together soon. You've heard today's first program on Anchor 3 Giving. It's a 12-week series. Today's the introduction. Tune in next week and every Saturday at 3:30 for Knowing the Economy of God. We've got 11 weeks to go on this Anchor 3 called Giving. God bless.
Listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. We'll